To talk boys golf here, as the golf team will be at the GWAC coming up here tomorrow, and then they'll be at regionals coming up on Monday in Cimarron. We're going to be joined here right now with Junior on the Scott City Golf team and Connor Armendariz. And how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing all right. Well, thank you. Here we are. I can't believe we're already back to league. But nice thing is, you know the course at Colby there. You were just there last week.
Yeah, I mean, just played there last week, so it should be pretty good. Get a feel of it.
And you had a pretty good day there last week.
Yeah, first time breaking 100. Had a couple pars and a birdie.
All right, well, hey, a birdie, that's even better there. So, you know, did you have to double-check to make sure, all right, I got this under 100?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty nervous because I played really good on the front nine, and then I was playing pretty good for the next two holes on the back nine, and then after that, it just all went downhill. And I thought, I didn't think I was going to end up breaking it, but I did.
Well, that's awesome there. But you guys ended up being fifth as a team there, but you go back there tomorrow, and then, of course, Monday over at Cimarron for regionals, and how do you feel like that your golf game has progressed during the season here?
Oh, it's definitely improved a bunch. I mean, I'm a lot more consistent, which helps a lot. You know, you can trust your shots more and, you know, figuring out the range of my clubs and what I should hit. So,
where do you think your strongest part of your game is now?
Oh, my short game. It's got a lot better.
All right. Always got that's, you know, you can drive it, you know, strong and hopefully keep it down the fairway, but it's always finishing, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm glad you have had a great season here. What's been your probably most memorable part of the season?
Probably my chip and birdie at Syracuse. That was pretty
awesome. Cool. Awesome. Yeah, and you're like, take that, Tiger, right?
Yeah.
All right. Once again, it is Junior Connor Armendariz joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Congratulations on breaking 100 there, and hopefully it continues for you coming up these next few meets.
Okay, thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, Junior Connor Armendariz joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. Is now we bring in Coach Brian Gentry joining us here on the show. We'll let him get the headset on here. And well, two Thursdays in a row, you go the familiar path there. Of course, last Thursday, you were up at Colby, finished fifth of the team, and then had a pretty tough meet there. And then tomorrow, you go back up there. But over the last couple of weeks, how's your team been doing overall here?
getting better. You know, it's tough. You know, like we talked about a few weeks ago, you know, when you go to a golf course and it's the first time you've ever seen it, it can be a little bit tricky. But you know, over the last couple of weeks, you know, really trying to get these guys dialed in with understanding where all their numbers come from. You know, 100 yards and in, you know, usually puts up a lot of your score. And so just trying to work on that short game and work on some different shots just so they're ready for them, you know, when the opportunity's there. It's not the first time, maybe. So some punch outs, you know, bunker shots, things like that. So yeah, going back up to Colby for the you know, two tournaments in a row, you know, these guys will be, you know, more aware of what's ahead of them, and they need to at this course because it doesn't look anything like ours, or you know, it's a little rough right now. So, but you know, they're going to give themselves a shot. You know, only taking four guys, they are all going to have to, you know, kind of be on top of their A game. And for us to have a chance, you know, to compete, Cimarron is really good. And then, you know, Colby on their home course will be tough to beat. So, got a challenge ahead of us, but, you know, these guys' mindset, you know, it's pretty good. You know, you don't see them get too riled up out there. They've got, you know, pretty good, golf etiquette and demeanors.
Well, that's always big in golf there, because you get some kids out there that can just drive you nuts, and you could do something wrong, and all of a sudden you find yourself on the sideline DQ'd.
Yeah. You know, we always threaten these guys with, you know, the fact that they can get disqualified. It's funny, though, because nobody ever does it. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, they kind of govern themselves out there when they're playing, and so when you hear these guys have conversations during the tournaments about what score their opponent got, it's it's a little wild. But tomorrow will probably be a better it'll tell us a lot more tomorrow, because we have markers now. So since we're in league play and postseason play, we'll have people that are there to count their scores. So, you know, that's probably the big one, you know, that these kids don't realize is, you know, they're averaging, you know, they're shooting 18, 20 above par, you know, mid-90s, something like that, and all of a sudden they post a 125, and it's like, well, you know, what was going on all year, you know? So you start thinking about it. But I never have to worry about that with our guys. Our guys they're really good kids, and you know, they've got a lot of character. So those are things that we don't really have to worry about. We may forget a rule or two, but common sense will get you most of the way through golf.
Absolutely. Here, Coach Brian Gentry joining me here. Well, mentioned Colby tomorrow. You have Cimarron Monday. A lot of the league teams, minus Ulysses, I believe, are going to be headed over there to Cimarron, 3A state regional golf, excuse me. But what's that course like over there?
It's if you can hit it long, you can do well. Fewer trees there than here, and it's pretty wide open. Even as far as out of bounds goes, you know, we have some out of bounds lines that kind of hug the fairways. They don't. You can kind of hit it wherever you want to. You know, I talked to these guys kind of about the history of Scott City Golf. You know, Justin Unruh went down there, and he can hit it a mile. You know, and he shoots 74, I think, that year, and then goes to state and gets third, shoots 75. So if you can hit the ball, you're going to put yourself in a spot where you can, you know, if your short game's there, you got a possibility. It's open. The greens are pretty cool, though. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, undulation that goes on around the greens and you know, things that we don't really have here. But at the same time, it's pretty open, and some of our guys need to take advantage of that.
I like you throwing out new words like that.
Oh, yeah. Man. Nobody gets to – you don't use them in tennis and
no,
things like that.
You don't. I like it. You know, looking at this season here, you had a lot of rookies on your team there this year, and it's been kind of fun watching them progress and taking their scores down a little bit tournament by tournament.
Yeah. You know, one thing about golf is, you know, if you don't do it outside of the season – It's never going to be something that you're probably great at. It is something that you can do for the rest of your life. You know, it's one of those things. As I've gotten older, it's one of those few things that I can still do athletically. So it's fun to compete and play. So these guys have been a joy to be around. They've got great attitudes, and there's some crazy things you learned with high school kids.
Oh yeah. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here, and thanks again for joining us here all season long. Good luck to you guys coming up here tomorrow and also into the postseason.
All right, thanks.